Talk Radio 570 KVI.
And we are back, taking a couple more phone calls from the KVI listening audience, which is very fair, very intelligent, very reflective and insightful. We're asking you to be the prosecutor in this case and decide whether or not you would push for a retrial of Officer Derek Carlisle. This is the Marysville police officer who last March, on his way to a wedding with his wife, family, minivan, four kids in the car, was running a quick errand and left his service revolver in a cup holder between the front seats. And one of his kids, 3-year-old son, wiggles out of his booster seat, grabs the gun, shoots his sister. She dies. He's charged with negligent homicide, second-degree manslaughter. Should the jury weighed the evidence? They heard both sides. They've come back 7-4 in favor of acquittal with one undecided. A judge, even though they hadn't deliberated all that long, a judge said, you know what, this isn't even close to being resolved. Hung jury, we're done here. Snohomish County prosecutors immediately announced January 29th will be the date for a second trial if we decide to go forward. Should they go forward? I say no. Now, the resources of the Snohomish County prosecutor's office were properly used to drive home a point that everyone is accountable for their actions under the law when that law appears to have been broken. A jury has spoken. I think the prosecutor's office should just let it go. Absent any compelling evidence that a second jury would find any different than the first jury, I think they made their point. Let's hear what you have to say. 206-421-5757 is the number outside King County. It's 1-888-312-5757. Chris in Tacoma. Hello, how are you?
John, how are you doing today?
Great, sir. Great. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Hey, thanks for bringing this up. I've been doing a lot of thinking about this. I'm a business owner down in Tacoma, and I've got a lot going on in my life, and I know what it feels like to have to make a mistake, to regret it so badly. I mean, you can hardly sleep at night because of some one stupid little thing that I forgot. I did something like that, and the consequences sometimes as a business owner can be grave for making small mistakes. And I just think that we've got our country where we're prosecuting all the wrong things. I work with alcoholics a lot, and drug addicts, and I see a lot of people getting a pass that shouldn't be getting a pass. These are people that have done horrendous things. And yet you have a guy that I'm sure he didn't realize the gun was in the car. I'm sure that he had a lot going on, like a lot of us do in our lives, work for a living, you know? And he has kids, and he got distracted for 1 second. And to take this guy to court and to prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law, again, would be a travesty.
So if you were the prosecutor, you would say?
Let him go.
Yes.
Let it go.
Okay. Now, again, I understand why they brought... Some people were upset that the charges were brought. I understand why charges were brought. But with the trial now over and the jury having spoken, I wish that Snohomish County prosecutors would simply say, all right, we're finished here. Real quickly, Clark, Tukwila, go for it.
Yes. I believe the prosecutor should retry it again, and I understand that the jury was hung. Maybe the judge should insisted that they come back with a verdict one way or the other. I believe a police officer should be held more accountable to, being responsible regarding leaving a loaded gun in a car with children. Even if, the guy just mentioned before, I don't understand why he would compare, this particular incident with alcoholics and, and drug addicts.
Clark raises a very good point. And the point you raised is, you know, officers have to be accountable. If Derek Carlisle were not a police officer and the same thing happened, a guy had a concealed carry permit, put the gun, you know, in the console because, you know, you're not allowed to carry it into wherever he was going to run his errand, would you favor a retrial if a jury came back with a split decision?
Yes, I would, and it's because I believe that if he was not, I just suggest, you know, like the guy in Tacoma, if he was not a police officer, they probably would, you know, use the law to the extent to make sure there was a verdict.
All right.
I believe that were the case. If he wasn't a police officer, they'd make sure he'd go to jail.
All right, Clark, great call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And, no, see, my take on this is I would not try Derek Carlisle again if he were a civilian. If Officer Carlisle were Mr. Carlisle, your next-door neighbor, I wouldn't want it any different. I would want even-handed treatment here. Last call, Thomas, from I-5 on his way to SeaTac. Go for it.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call. I just have two points, and I pretty much agree with you, is one that, you know, this guy is not going to reoffend. He's not going to hurt society. We don't need to lock him up. He's suffered the worst penalty by losing his child. And then the other thing is for the three-year-old who pulled the trigger, that child's now going to have to grow up their whole life knowing, you know, they shot their sister, and now he's going to lose his dad if we lock him up in jail. So I think we just move forward from here and try to support that family. And, you know, a horrible thing happened, and it was inexcusable for him to leave his gun there, but he's been punished enough.
I think you make a really good point, and my parting comment on this is for all you moms and dads out there who, you know, whose kids have just narrowly averted a tragic death, you know, because you were looking the other way and, you know, they fall into the swimming pool or they're getting into the household cleaner under the sink or, you know, they fall from, they climb up on something and fall, hit their heads, you know, a window, whatever. And you said, you know, there but for the grace of God, I would have lost my child. Think of the feeling you had the moment you thought you might actually lose your child because you weren't paying attention or because you were being negligent or careless. Because that feeling that you had for that split second is what this gentleman is probably going to be thinking every single day of his life. He'll have that feeling every day for the rest of his life. No punishment could compare with something like that. I think Snohomish County should say, we've made our point, we're done here. Great calls on both sides. I thank you very much.